So the Hospital Elderly Program is an innovative model of care. It's an international program that was developed by Dr. Sharon Inouye and her colleagues at Yale University. And what the program does is places volunteers who are skilled and have gone through training at the patient's bedside and doing interventions that are targeted to that the needs of that specific patient. There also is a team surrounding the HELP program of a physician, nursing leadership, and an elder life program coordinator.
What are the major goals?
The major goals of the program are to make sure that the patient maintains their normal cognitive and physical functioning throughout their hospitalization, make sure that they're discharged from the hospital as independently as possible, to assist them with transition from the hospital to the community and prevent them from being readmitted in an unplanned fashion.
Why would a patient experience physical or cognitive decline in the hospital?
A hospitalization can disrupt your normal routine. They're in a strange place. Things are different in their environment. The goal of the HELP program is really a big goal is to prevent delirium, which is an acute episode of confusion. And they found that people that are over 70 are more susceptible to that delirium. So delirium can actually contribute to complications during their hospital stay. A lot of times, too, when you're in the hospital, you just from being physically ill, they do experience a decline in their physical and mental abilities. And so that's hard to recover then if they don't get to their previous ability of functioning.
How does the HELP program work?
So there's an interdisciplinary team with geriatric expertise, and then we train the volunteers. Each of the volunteers has at least 16 hours of training. Part of that is shadowing other volunteers. And then they do specific actions which address the needs of the older adults. Every new patient that comes in the hospital is evaluated, and we develop a plan, and that's what we model when the patient is seen by the volunteers.
How are volunteers utilized in that HELP program?
So they play a crucial and a central role. It's unique in that they're at the patient bedside providing patient contact daily. And so the responsibility is a unique amongst hospital programs where other volunteers are giving their time. They create a friendly environment. They provide sympathetic support, encouragement, companionship, and targeted interventions. Really good at the volunteers would be really good listeners and really good at getting the patient to open up and reminisce or tell about their story, why they're here in the hospital.
What are the interventions focused on?
So the interventions are focused on risk factors that older people experience when they're in the hospital or even just in the general community. For example, there are specific ones such as hearing, vision, sleep enhancement, hydration, mobility, and cognitive impairment. So if they have any of those risk factors, which most elderly people do, you pretty much guarantee it, then we target the ones that specific patient has. And also there might be individual ones as well. We find out, you know, specific needs for each individual patient at times as well.
What about the community? Is there anything families can do if their elderly loved one is hospitalized?
I think families are very important in the overall care for the patient that's hospitalized. They can be a person that is a spokesperson for the patient. It would be great if they would make sure that their loved ones have sensory and mobility devices they were utilizing at home, such as their hearing aids or their glasses, keeping the geriatric patients engaged in their activities that they normally would be conversant with at home, what's happening in their family, making sure that their voice is being heard, or if they notice that something's off or different with their loved one, being that voice for them and letting the staff know, letting the nurses know and their care team know. If anybody wanted to volunteer, they can definitely contact me at Howard Young, and I would love to chat with them and share information if they need more information. We are working at decreasing the delirium rate and been very successful with this program.